Well, Ayman al-Zawahiri finally appeared on a video again after having a video message at the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and then another message at the beginning of February. This is now again a video of Ayman al-Zawahiri, now long and in color, and you can see clearly. And he mentions a very recent incident in India to make sure that everyone understands it's a recent, not a pre-recorded video. This should put to rest really now the question of whether he is ill or whether he's dead. He seems very much alive, and I think I have a good idea where he may be.
Really? Please do tell.
Not in the thing of which city is, but with a very large likelihood he is now within Taliban-controlled territory in Afghanistan. Hmm. We've seen other prominent Al-Qaeda members, as we had discussed previously, with each other, coming back on social media live to Afghanistan. So Al-Qaeda feels very safe in that country. So if there would be any advice I would want to give to Mr. Zawahiri, this is the best country for him to be in at this point.
Hans, do you think he moved there from some other place, or do you think he's been there all along?
Difficult to say. When I was at the UN, and then, as you know, I advised the Security Council for 5 years, and then my predecessor as well held that conviction until August last year, was that most likely he's not in Afghanistan. This would be too close until American troops were still there, international troops were still there, the Kabul government was actually government, not a regime. The risks of such a high-profile individual who's merely being alive is central to the Al-Qaeda network, being so close to everyone else was possibly too much. And as we have learned, major Al-Qaeda figures also were fairly safe in Pakistan. Ultimately, not safe enough, but safe. So our assumption, our working assumption, without having any concrete information, was that he was somewhere in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. Everyone hoped he wasn't in Abbottabad or Islamabad or any of the other big cities, but definitely not inside Afghanistan. That certainly has changed.
What have you learned from the video and basically his appearance, et cetera? You said it seems as though he's alive and well. What have you learned from seeing this?
Well, it's more frequent than he has done in the last years. That's the first point. So, you know, 20th anniversary of September, 9/11, in September last year, then another video, another message in February, now a video, which means he has picked up the pace of communicating into the network, which in my opinion is a reflection of the fact that Al-Qaeda feels it has achieved in Afghanistan a great success, and it's now rebuilding its network. Compare that to the near total silence of the ISIS leader until he was killed, and the absolute silence of the ISIS leader, the new ISIS leader, since he has been appointed, you can see a stark difference here. One seems to be very much concerned about security and under pressure, and the other one doesn't, as much at least.
What kind of message was Zawahiri sending in his address or in his appearance?
Look, it was very consistently since last year, always the same primary message. We won in Afghanistan, not just against the Americans. We won against all of the infidels at once, which proves that we have the right strategy. Slight criticism without saying so of the Islamic State's ideas. And round two. So Al-Qaeda in no way, shape or form has given up the ambition to again do international terrorist attacks. Yes, they have a very strong network of affiliates who have made progress in particular in Africa to destabilize conflict zones. But that shouldn't divert us from the main point of Al-Qaeda is not to be involved in the conflict in Mali or to set up a structure in Southeast Asia. The main point is to hit the far enemy. They've never changed that strategy, not even when ISIS for a couple of years appeared much, much more successful than them. So this is still very much part of the program. And as I said, the frequency of the messages, the fact that he is appearing in person in a video now, basically showing how he is, how he looks like, seems to me the comfort level has certainly risen.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler is the senior director of the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.